Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and online at WPITAM.com. The Carpatho-Russin Society website is temporarily not in service right now. We are looking to get those problems resolved as quickly as possible, so you can listen to our archives any time of the day or night, and I will keep you informed of the progress. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russin music, and today is Sunday, March 29th, 2015, and it is Holy Week for Catholic Russians. Next week will be Holy Week for Orthodox Russians, but also next week we will start our first of two special Easter broadcasts. We start today's program by finishing with our Lenten hymns for this season with Stradalnia Mati, and this was sent to me via Facebook by our friend Ray Mastroberte. Thank you very much, Ray, for sending me the link for Stradalnia Mati. And also after that, we will have Preter Pivi za nas Straci, having suffered the passion for us.
Strada na mati po
Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russin Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, we go to Zakarpattia. This is Nedaleko Liska Liski. Over the next couple weeks, both Catholic and Orthodox faithful will celebrate Easter, the rising from the dead of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. As we go to services and get our Easter baskets blessed, do we know what should be in those baskets? Well, I'm here to tell you. Back in the 1970s, the Greek Catholic Union published an article, How to Put Together a Traditional Easter Basket. First, you have the Pascha. The Easter bread, a sweet yeast bread rich in eggs and butter, symbolic of Christ himself who is our true bread. Usually a round loaf baked with a golden crust decorated with a symbol indicative of Christ. Next you have the ham, shunka, the flesh meat popular with Slavs as the main dish because of its richness and symbolic of the great joy and abundance of Easter. Some may prefer lamb or veal. This is usually well roasted or cooked, as well as other meats prepared in advance, so that the festivity of the day will not be burdened with preparation, and all may enjoy the feast. Next, you have the kielbasa, a spicy garlicky sausage of pork products, indicative of God's favor and generosity. Pisanka, eggs brightly decorated with symbols and markings made with beeswax, indicative of new life and resurrection. Horseradish, chrin, horseradish mixed with grated red beets, symbolic of the passion of Christ still in our minds, but sweetened with some sugar because of the resurrection. A bittersweet red-colored mixture reminds us of the suffering of Christ. In just a couple minutes, I'll give you the rest of the ingredients for your Easter basket. Next, enjoy Ruski Koreni, Russian Roots, from Ruski Kerestor in Vojvodina.
Rovnina šiva široka, gdje češki močari stali, tu panove. Zdaleka, Rusnaka, приволали.
Зв'язала рускиня до зайди, у кочу багатство вставле, і до швета піде цудзово, чи найде ще це годжаре. Рошні, мірошні, чадо, мілові чаї чувай, цудзе почитку.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. In continuing with our How to Put Together a Traditional Easter Basket that was originally printed in the GCU Messenger back in 1979, you have the cheese, or the hrutka, a custard-type cheese shaped into a ball, having a rather bland but sweet taste, indicative of the moderation that Christians should have in all things. Also, creamed cheese is placed in a small dish, and both are decorated with symbols made of cloves or pepper balls. Butter, maslo. This favorite dairy product is shaped into the figure of a lamb or a small cross and decorated as the cheese. This reminds us of the goodness of Christ that we should have towards all things. Bacon, slanina, a piece of uncooked bacon cured with spices, symbolic of the overabundance of God's mercy to us. Salt, sol, a condiment necessary for flavoring, reminding the Christian of his duty to others. These articles are placed in a wicker basket, and a ribbon or bow is tied to the handle. A decorated candle is placed in the basket and is lit at the time of blessing. a linen cover usually embroidered with a picture of the risen Christ, or symbol with the words Christ is risen, Christos voskrese, is placed over the foods when brought to the church. In some places, a large Easter bread, Pascha, is made and brought separately in a large linen cloth. If the origin of the people was from a wine-growing region, as would be from southern Zemplin County, close to the Pannonian Basin, then a sweet wine may be brought. So there you have all your items for the traditional Easter basket. I know many of you have your pesanka already drawn and your pascha baked already and are getting ready to get the horseradish and the hrutka made. Now enjoy Dobri Vamerici, It Is Good in America, from Lemkovina.
Dobri Vamerici. Jak przybędę, jak przyjdę.
The Carpatha Rusyn Society is proud to announce the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. Learn to start reading, writing, and speaking Rusyn in the context of Rusyn history, culture, and traditions. This entry-level self-study course was developed specifically to give English speakers an easy-to-use way to start learning and using the Rusyn language. Students can start using the course independently, or groups can get together to study and learn. There are details about Rusyn Christmas and Easter traditions and foods, new content about Rusyns, our history and culture, audio CD recorded by native Rusyns to demonstrate correct pronunciation, and much more. For more information on how you can order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers, please contact the Carpatha Rusyn Society at 412-567-3077. Leave your contact information and we will get back to you on how you can order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. So once again, call the Carpatha Rusyn Society at 412-567-3077. And as we leave you today with Utopena Krasa from Pulse, I would like to thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program and invite you to join me next week for our first of two special Easter broadcasts of the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and streaming online at WPITAM.com. We'll see you all next week. Trimajtesia Krasna Tijden, Shaslivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412
877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же я вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!